Now turn to Section 4. Section 4, you will hear part of a geography lecture on Australia's great Artesian Basin. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this geography lecture. Occupying an area of over 1.7 million square kilometers beneath the arid and semi-arid parts of Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia, and the Northern Territory, the Great Artesian Basin covers almost a quarter of the Australian continent and contains enough water to cover the world over. Much remains to be known about this valuable resource that has enabled life in inland Australia to develop over thousands of years. To explain how the Great Artesian Basin works, you need to know how it came to exist in the first place. Back in the Triassic Age, Australia was joined together with the other southern continents, including Antarctica, South America, Africa, and New Zealand, in a landmass called Gondwana. Right up in the northwest corner of Gondwana, there was a natural dip that became the Great Artesian Basin. Over the next 100 million years, huge events like ice ages in Europe and tectonic plate movements caused the ocean level to rise and fall. When the ocean levels rose, water became trapped in that natural dip and formed a sea. But when the ocean levels fell, the whole area became land again. When the seas drained away, they left clay deposits behind, which hardened into impermeable stone strata. These stone strata residues became the environment that allowed the formation of the Great Artesian Basin. Below ground level, where the ancient natural dip lies today, there is a layer of permeable stone allowing falling rain to seep through it. When there is no impermeable stone, the water soaks down until it reaches the saturation level, which is where the rock ends and the water reservoir of the basin begins. The water in the reservoir is then held between two impermeable stone strata. This water is incredibly pure, as it has been filtered and cleaned as it passed from the permeable rock. The water then remains trapped under the ground, only emerging through a natural spring. Scientists estimate that there's over 65,000 million megaliters of water in the basin right now. A megaliter is a million liters. 60,000 million megaliters would be enough to cover all the land on the planet in almost half a meter of water. The water fortunately does not stay underground. For thousands and thousands of years, artesian water has been bubbling up to the surface all over the basin area. This brings life to parts of Australia that would otherwise be barren desert. These areas are home to a host of native plant and animal species that have evolved in these unusual ecosystems. Many of these can't be found anywhere else in the world. What's more, water from the basin springs around the recharge zones often seeps into natural creek and river systems, helping to keep them flowing when the rains don't come. Of course, not all the emerging water comes from natural escape. Farmers, town councils, and others all create boreholes to make artesian wells, and these have helped maintain agriculture and urbanization that wouldn't have been otherwise possible. The trouble is that modern usage of the basin's water has caused the Great Artesian Basin problems. It's so bad that a lot of bores and natural springs have simply stopped flowing, and hundreds of bores that do flow are out of control. They can't be turned off, and they're wasting millions of liters of water every day. A lot of bore water flows into shallow channels dug into the dirt, which encourage noxious weeds and feral animals, and it's almost pointless, because the open channels, or drains, mean around 95% of the water evaporates or seeps away before it can even be used. Meanwhile, to make matters worse, a lot of old bores were poorly made, or the casings underground are corroding. so the water is escaping to the wrong places and damaging the environment. There are, however, things we can do. These days, there's a strategy in place to fix up the old bores so they can be used in a sustainable way, and the water can be distributed more responsibly. This process involves what we call capping and piping. Put simply, capping is just like putting a lid on the bores. Through a tap system, farmers can turn the bores on and off, and only use the water when it's needed. Piping involves replacing the old open channels or drains with new piping. Although this is a lengthy and expensive process, it is regarded as one of the best ways to preserve a lot of the water that is needlessly lost. Government funding has allowed the process of piping to be carried out for a number of years now, and, because of this, the water goes straight to tanks without being wasted, and it doesn't ruin the native landscape by encouraging weeds and feral animals. This effort to make the water usage is vital. The Great Artesian Basin is key to life to about a quarter of the country, but it also impacts Australians from coast to coast. In fact, it impacts the country so much that if it was to dry up, Australia would be a very different place. 70 towns that still rely on the basin for their water would disappear. The beef, wool, and sheep industries would lose about $1 billion Australian dollars a year, and the food production system would be affected very badly. Australia would have to import more food, and the balance of payments would change, affecting the country's economy as a whole.